Kalim Perk Tess, Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz Shenimtza Lamata Menechushto Sholtanu. Hasheretz, a dead sheretz, is in the bottom, underneath the tanur, in the part of the ground that's sunken in underneath the tanur. Tohor, Shani Oymed, the tanur itself is Tohor, because we say that the sheretz, when it fell in to the tanur, was chai. Nofal, that's when it fell in, it was chai. When it passed through the ear space of the tanur, it was alive. The achshav meis, it died only when it went into the bottom, and the bottom is not the ear space of the tanur. The Rav explains that the assumption is that it was not here before the tanur was put there, because the tanur has been sitting here for the last week, and the sheretz is dead now, but it's clear that it didn't die a week or two ago. It's pretty freshly died. So there's one of two possibilities. Either it was dead when it passed through the ear space of the tanur, in which case the tanur became tamei, or it fell through, and the bottom of the tanur, remember the tanur sits on the ground, so on the it went through, it was alive, and then it went down to the bottom, and it dug in, and it died there. So we assume that it was kind of a achshav meis. So step number one over here is, that's in fact, you look at the Rambam points this out, in Kelim, Perikud Gimel Halacha Vav, that the chiddush is that sheyipol mehem al toichoi ad shetikones atzmo shel tuma betoichoi. So the sheretz, which is the in the bottom, in the gumo, mitachas, is not considered ba'atzmo shel tanur. So that's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is the fact that you could be mitzad lekulo. Based on what? Based on a cheskas tahara. This lechara opens up the floor to a whole inyan called sofik, when something was metame, which is something we haven't had over the last 9 prokim. The inyan of sveikis in taharis is something we haven't learned yet in Meseches Kelim, but it's a whole noise in a lot of different Meseches, and we'll see a lot about it weiter in Meseches Kelim and in Oilus, and especially in Meseches Taharis. When you have a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, we don't Fashtalzuch on Cheskes Tahara. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Gzeis HaKosuv, that we're Metame. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRam, we're Metayer. So you look at the Tveres Yisrael over here, and he says the idea that part of the sugya of Sofik Tumah is that by Yesh Beidas L'Shoil. A person questioned if he becomes Tumah, if he doesn't become Tumah, so Yesh Beidas L'Shoil, so over there he becomes Tumah M'Sofik. Over here, the question is on the status of the sheretz, when it was mitame. The sheretz certainly doesn't have shilas. It's called beloshen chazal ein baydas lishoyel, and because of that, the halacha is that you sveikei tohor. There's another point to make over here that Achren, Mishnah Achren, and others point out that even if you say that over here it doesn't have the klal to be mitame, but lemaisa the sheretz is dead before neinu. Why not say that ein ledover elo, what you see in front of you, what's called kol atumos kishas mitzioson, which is a cloud we find in places, you have to see a zach kemoishu, befanenu is a dover tome. So why aren't we mitame? Because of that, say, lemaise, right now we see a dead sheretz. The dead sheretz is bimkoimoi, when it fell through the ear space, okay, we also saw it as tome. The answer to that, Achrenu point out, is a cloud that ein machzikin tumo mimokim lemokim. It's a sugi in the beginning of Nida, dav gimel, dav dalid. We'll take out the klal, and we won't tuzachran the inyan now, because we're not really holding these in yonim. But the fact that we see a sheretz tomei befanenu in the ground on the bottom of the tanur doesn't allow us to be choshish that it was a live sheretz, or I'm sorry, that it was a dead sheretz when it was bimokamachen, namely inside the ear space of the tanur. Ein machzikin tum bimokam lamokim. That's a klal. The one who's mayrich on this klal ve'en machzikin tumim mimokim lomokim and machzikin issim mimokim lomokim is the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz Gimel. Moshe, if you want a case of issim v'heter, so Shmaitz has arichus over there on poiskim. Choykankim and other poiskim, Bogan Avrom, legabi hilchus Pesach, when you find in a pot that's bubbling on the stove, you find a piece of chometz in the pot, and you don't know that maybe the contents of this pot came from another bigger pot. Picture yourself heating up chicken soup, and the chmalon son is a piece of chometz on Pesach that fell in. It fell in at some point. When? Now? Do we say that if there's a piece of a kernel of barley that's in the pot over here that it fell in over here? Or do we say that it was in the big pot that's in the fridge, you got it from there, and you have to assume that the barley was in the other pot? That's part of the, is this a klal hilchos tumah v'tayra, or it's a klal also in other yisurim? Ayin shom. But it's an inyan barachov, we're not going to go into it now. The goyin over here in the Chiddush HaGros is Mitzayin Mar Mekoymus in the fourth parak of Tyrus and the ninth parak of Tyrus. Ein machzikin kol atumis kishas mitziyoson ein machzikin mimokum mimokum. If it's over here on the bottom, ein machzikin that is was a dove tome even in the avir of the town. Machat oy tabas that are tmeim shenimtzu lematem in chushtoy shel tanur. We know that they were tmeos. We pointed out before in Mishnah Aleph that we don't know that they were tome. The assumption is on these type of kelim, they go from place to place. They move very easily around. You have to assume they're becheskas tome. So Gzeir Darabon, you have to assume they're becheskas tome until you know better. So you find a machat v'tabas. You have to give it at least a good chance that's tome. And you found them again on the bottom of the tanur. They pass through the airspace. Tohor. No, we don't assume they passed through. Shani Oimer, Shom Hoyu Achle Boatanu. What we said before about the sherets falling through is because it definitely wasn't here before, because the tanu has been here for the last few weeks and the sherets is not yet decomposed. It's dead, but it didn't fall apart yet. The tabas could have been buried over here. So Mela, there's a good chance of that. We see it on the bottom. Bechetesi, to create a suffix that it was above, that it went through the airspace of the tanu. However, nimtzu, if you find it on the bottom, on the floor of the tanu beifa makle, you find it and it's in fresh ashes, which clearly is a sign that it was in the eifa that was now burnt up from the wood, the leftover ashes from the wood in the tanu, tome, she'en loy bameh yitle. We see it as in the oven. We don't see it as buried on the bottom. We could look at it as in a different place than inside the oven. Now, the real truth of the matter is that it's very hard to understand. If it's in the ashes, so then it's in the ear space of the tanner. The nechushta shel tanner is in the karka that's underneath. So, the karka is burrowed. The ground under the tanner is not in the ear space of the tanner. That's why it's not tommy. The shadow is only at mistomet got here because it fell through and then it burrowed into the ground. So that's the problem. But over here, it's in the ashes. It's mamish in the ear space of the tanur. So what's the chiddush? So either you'll have to say that ho gufo komash malon, that the ashes that are on bottom of the tanur, we don't see as the ground underneath the tanur, but we see it as in the tanur itself. And the eifemakla is not memayit in the chalala tanur. This is where Tveres Yisrael says it. You look at the Rambam, the Rosh, and because of this Kasha L'chayra, they explain that the Eifa Makla over here is not in the oven. If it's in the oven, of course, it's in the airspace of the Tanur. It's a no-brainer. We're talking about the Eifa Makla was already removed. You already cleaned out the Tanur. It's sitting in a pile next to the Tanur. The thing is that maybe the Machad V'Tapas found themselves in this pile of Eifa Makla, not Bishas, the Hishtamshin of the Tanur. Now, the next day, you found a machet v'tabas in the pile of Eifa Makla, which came yesterday from the oven. Ooh, maybe yesterday it came out of the oven and it was there and it was already mitame when it went through the airspace. So Mishnah Chronis has a ganze pilpul that's talking about that there were two ovens. He has a big pile of Eifa Makla, he cleaned out both ovens, and now he has a pile in between, and he found the machet v'tabas. So really, you could say, oh, maybe it came from this one, maybe it came from that one, because it's something between two ovens, but it definitely came out of one. We're not toiler, and we don't go lekula. It's another klal in tliyos of sveikos. In tumah, is that we're not toiler the fact that it could have came from that one, it could have came from that one. He brings a raya from a mishnah in the second parak of Mikvos. So again, we're not holding the sveikos of these in yonim, so we're just saying over that fact. But without this Pshat the Rambam the Rosh, you're going to have to say the Nekuda that we mentioned before, the Chiddush is Gog Gufo, that that's not called not in the ear space of the Tanur, and because of that it's Tommy. L'chor, that's what the Rav is saying, coming from the Rosh. Mishnah Dal, Tzvoik Shebola Mashkin Tmein V'Noguv Mi Bachutz, a sponge that has in it Mashkin Tmein. The sponge itself is not a kli. It's a piece of material. But the mashke itself is tame. Outside, it's dry. Samela, we see the mashke as balua inside the svoig. Vinofa lavia tanur. It fell into the airspace of a tanur. Do we see that as mashke tmeo, which would be mitame, and it was bavira tanur? No. We see the mashke as balua in the svoig, and because of that, it shouldn't be mitame. The reason why it's tame is shesef mashke lotzes. We don't see it balua. Because a sponge, it comes out very easily. Wait a few minutes. As soon as you squeeze it a little bit, it'll come out. Weistoyf, that the reason why it doesn't have a din of balua is only because it's going to come out. What happens if it wouldn't come out so easily? Then it would be a din balua, which luchar is a raya muchrachas, that mashke, that's balua, even in a kli, not only in the body of a person or a balchai, also has a din of balua. Problem is that when we discuss the din of tuma balua, we discussed that in a kli there is no balua. So we got it from a Rambam. And truth be told, that the Ravid in Perchof, Tumas Meis, Halacha Hei, brings this Mishnah as a Raya, not like the Rambam. Now that it's a mitzvah liyashav as a Rambam. By the way, Rashi indeed did have some Beizim and Beiz, seems quite clear. He says, Tumah Balua Loi Mitamye, he's talking over there about Tumah Balua Becharsin, also another Kli. And the Tumah Balua Besoicho, also Alts Balua. Sounds like he holds like the Ravid. So Reb Chaim in Grach al Hashas, Be'inyin Svoig Shabola Mashkin Tmeim, Chazanish says the same, says you have to say that there's a different type of balua. There's balua when a mashkin is intact, but it's absorbed into something. And absorbed into something is taka only by a balchai, beguf shol balchai, or a person. However, what we're talking about over here is that a mashkin which is absorbed into a sponge or into chasin, it becomes kemandalesa because it's ois liquid. It becomes absorbed into the total space of the sponge. And we see the mashkin as beteli legabi the sponge. That's the nekuda over here and akanami. If we're talking about a mashkin which is mukunis b'makom echad, you're right. That then wouldn't be by a kli. Mishnah continues, v'chein chaticho shel lefes v'shel gemi. There's also types of material, rubber, some other type of material, which you use these sort of like a sponge. What they used to do was, the Mepharshim say, they would put a piece of this into a chavish yayin to get a taste of what the yayin tastes like. So also the mashkin that's balua inside the lefes or gemi, since it's darker lots, it's not called balua. Rebshim mitayar b'shnei elu by lefes v'gemi, because it's loik kol kach. Derech lotzes. The shell is only in degrees. Is it soifer lotzes by a svoig easily, by a lefes v'gemi a little bit, with a little bit more dripping out? Is that called soifer lotzes, or is it called balua?